Drunk.ie podcast.
Education and information.
Welcome to the latest Drugs.ie podcast. This episode was recorded at the official launch of the African Community's Health Promotion Drugs Awareness Leaflets in Killarney Court Community Hall, Upper Buckingham Street, Dublin, on October 15, 2008. The Acts of Compassion Ministries were supported by North Inner City Drug Task Force in the development of these leaflets. Acts of Compassion Ministries have identified a need within African communities in the North Inner City and across Dublin for information and awareness on the risks of drug use and contacts for further follow-ups and links to a range of drug services. The leaflets are presented in a variety of familiar languages to African communities and will be distributed through the African community social networks, including residencies, centres, retail shops, support groups, social gatherings and places of worship. Speaking at the launch were Mel McGubbin, North Inner City Drugs Task Force Coordinator, Deirdre McCarthy, CTA, Joe Costello, TD and North Inner City Drugs Task Force Member, Pastor Amos Ngugi, Acts of Compassion Ministries, and Minister of State John Curran, TD.
Okay, if we could get started, and I know that number of people here can only stay a short time. I'd like to welcome Minister John Curran, Minister of State with Responsibility for Drug Strategy, TD Joe Costello, Councillor Maureen O'Sullivan as well, and all of you here, friends and colleagues. I'll just be really just briefly introducing the different speakers here today. And first of all, I'd especially like to thank a number of people who have put a lot of time and effort into the work here, and especially the former project resource worker with the North Inner City Drugs Task Force, Marcus Keane, who helped the group along the way a lot to get to where we are today. But then especially I was also asked to thank the many people who helped with the different translations, with the appropriate wording of the text in the different languages that we have here today, in Kiswahili, Igbo, Yoruba, and then the French version as well. And an awful lot of work was put into that, and a lot of back and toing and froing in relation to that. It's very encouraging for us in the North Inner City Drugs Task Force to work with the group, the Acts of Compassion Ministries, in relation to this work, in relation to promoting information about the risks of drugs and the dangers, which affect all of us in Ireland and as much the communities all across the North Inner City, and also African communities based here in Ireland. We're hoping that this will be the start of work in this regard, in drug awareness and promoting information with African communities in our area here and across Dublin. And we know that over the next few years, things will be a bit more difficult. Resources will be less available. But nonetheless, it is still necessary to highlight these kind of programs and in the face of the many and varied drugs now available in Ireland, that this promotion and drug awareness is kind of work is continued. And especially to reach out to those vulnerable groups in our communities. And if we can stand together and work hard to make a difference in promoting better information, more accurate information about the dangers and risks of drugs in this country. I'd now like to just ask Deirdre McCarthy from Community Technical Aid, who is their research and policy advisor. Community Technical Aid have also supported the group over the last year or so in developing some of their work. I'll hand over to Deirdre now.
I wasn't quite ready there, still eating my sandwich, but anyway. I just want to say that I work for Community Technical Aid, and we're based right next door, for those of you who don't know us. And we have a resource and training room, which is just on this side of this room here. And it has always been our philosophy to ensure that that space is available for community groups to use free of charge, particularly those who don't have any funding and those who are at the very beginning stage of trying to develop their work. We were approached by the Reverend Amos and the ministries in order to ask us could they use that space, and we were very happy to allow them to do so. I have to say they have been fantastic tenants, unlike some tenants we have, but the place is always very well managed and cared for. The fact that we have this space, I think, is just a small part that has helped and assist some of the work being done, but we would like to say that we will continue providing that space and support as long as the group wish to use it. And we're also really excited and happy to see work like this being developed, particularly in the North Inner City. I mean, as we're aware, even the census, which is now 2 years old, would show that more than half the population of parts of the North Inner City were not born in Ireland. And I think it's just fantastic to see work being done for both the Indigenous communities who've lived here for generations and new communities who've come to Ireland. And it's great to see that being done here in the North Inner City. And I really think the task force and the Reverend Amos and the colleagues should really be congratulated for that work. So that's all I really want to say, just to say that we think you're doing a great job and we will continue to support that work into the future. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I'd just like to introduce then TD Joe Costello, who's a member of the Drugs Task Force and plays an important role in our work, and to say a few words in relation to it.
Thanks, Mel. And I want to welcome everybody here, the Minister in particular, for giving us time. The Minister will be here again, I think, in about a week's time, on the river this time. And he recently launched the Diet to Stop Drug Dealing, which has major resonance in this constituency as well. I suppose the unfortunate thing is that we had the budget yesterday and we're getting the fallout from that today in the Dáil and elsewhere. But I was heartened by the Minister's commitment in the press release that he did issue that frontline services would be protected, and that he was particularly anxious to ensure that voluntary and community activities and projects and personnel would be very much to the forefront in his thinking, to try and prevent any of the cutbacks in that particular area. I'm pleased to be here. I have known Pastor Amos for a good while, and I'm delighted that he is involved in this particular initiative. But I'm particularly delighted that we do have an initiative of this nature in this particular constituency. As a public representative, I have seen over the last number of years the growth in the new immigrant community, the new Irish community that have come into this constituency, and certainly it predominates in this area more than anywhere else throughout the entire country. And from that point of view, it's extremely important that whatever does happen in relation to community and voluntary initiatives, that they are dealt with in language that the large new community can understand and can participate in. Drug problems certainly have been a horrendous part of this area for a considerable period of time. We have seen the heroin, the crack cocaine, and that's what the Minister is going to be dealing with in a week's time, proliferate and the damage that it has caused. And it's great to have the new immigrant community participating with the existing community in combating that. And I think that's really the importance of the initiative here today, that we're all working together to combat the scourge that we have in this community, namely the illegal drugs. So I'm pleased to be associated with the initiative, and congratulations once again.
Thank Thank you very much. Now, I would like to call on Pastor Amos to come forward. Pastor Amos. It leads the group and puts in an awful, a huge amount of work every day, I think, every minute of the day, on a whole variety of different areas associated with drugs, prevention, rehabilitation, those kind of things. So I'll ask Pastor Amos to say a few words.
Thank you very much for being here. First of all, I do appreciate for being here in Ireland, and also I do thank God because of the Irish government. I was allowed to stay in this country on exceptional because of the common good. I have been working in a rehabilitation center. This is the reason why we have some boys here with me from the rehabs. And I have been also working as a voluntary chaplain. And I'm happy that I was granted to stay here, and I've been doing that. I'm happy because of the city here, because before we have a people from our ethnic minorities who have been coming to see us confidentially and speaking about drugs, and then we sit down and we decide that to apply for the fund that we can be able to come out with the flyers that are back there about drugs. Because sometimes it is our mind, sometimes we pretend that things are okay, and sometimes things are not okay. Sometimes it looks like things are okay, but they're not okay. So in our community, we have a lot of people who have problems about drugs, and we have speak to many shops, African shops. So all these flyers will be distributed in African shops, in churches. So, and we know that our people will benefit through the funding that we got from the drug taxes. And also we thank God because people do come here every Saturday and Sundays. Some people doesn't want to be known that they have a problem. And we make sure that we have a place that we have given by the cities. People can come in and we have one-to-one. And it has been very good for us. And we do say thank you very much for attending this occasion. God bless you.
Thank you. I just finally, before Minister Kern comes up, just to say that these leaflets form a part of a program which is being rolled out now in relation to drug awareness and prevention. There are a series of meetings and workshops taking place, and will continue to take place with adults and with young people over the coming months. And in addition to that as well, not today, but we hope in the coming days, or within the coming weeks definitely, that the website that it is on the leaflets will go online, will be live, and it will provide a lot of information and links and contacts for people from the different communities to link and access into services and seek support that they need, and also to promote a greater link with local services that are already established in relation to the area of drugs and drug prevention. Just to say that, and now I'm going to ask Minister John Curran, TD, to come and officially launch the leaflets, say a few words, and thank you very much.
Deputy Costello, Councillor, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's my pleasure to be here with you this afternoon, I suppose, to formally and officially launch this drug awareness health promotion leaflet developed by the Acts of Compassion Ministry, supported by the North Inner City Drugs Task Force Health Promotion Fund, and targeted specifically at the sub-Saharan African communities in the North Inner City. It's important when tackling our drug problem that we include all sectors of society, and that means, I suppose, those who are new to our shores. And I think it's very innovative what's been done here, and I suppose while it's supported by the North Inner City Drugs Task Force specifically, when we look at the African community around Greater Dublin, I have and the contacts that Pastor Amos has, I have no doubt that the leaflets and the information that's produced here will travel far and wide. And I was very interested when you spoke at the number of people you said who don't come from our own shores, that who weren't born in this area who are now living here, and that was a very interesting figure. The leaflet you produced will be of great benefit to many, as it's written in a variety of languages and contains useful information about drugs, the supports and services available, and contact numbers. The leaflets will be distributed through your community's social networks, including residential centres, retail shops, support groups and places of worship, ensuring, as I said at the outset, very widespread coverage. I understand that these leaflets devise through a number of workshops with adults and youth, are part of the overall programme on drug awareness, and that a series of drug awareness and prevention workshops have been run over the coming months. I specifically want to make special reference to the community technical aid, that's Mick Rafferty and Patricia McCarthy, who have supported the workshop programme and brought the group into contact with the North Inner City Local Drugs Task Force. And I suppose very specifically to acknowledge the work that is being done by Past Railas. And I want to also acknowledge, I suppose, the innovative thinking behind the task force to see the opportunity and to engage with it. It's certainly an innovation, very worthwhile project. I'm not going to speak much longer, but when Mel was up here, and I think it's important to say it, and Joe Costello touched on it as well. Obviously, we had the budget yesterday, and as I came in the door, one or two of you said to me, well, what are the cuts going to mean, and so forth. And the amount of money we get in the department has, I suppose, the big window, the big pictures have been filled in at this stage, so we know the actual allocation. But the commitment I've made and the project that I'm working on is, apart from drugs task forces, the areas that I support, and in some of your cases will be complementary to what you're doing, partnerships and community development programs and so forth. And the what I'm doing is, within the department, any of the cuts that are being made, that we're trying to absorb as many of those inefficiencies within our own department. So in other words, support services, and that the staff in the department do more of the work, that we don't outsource to other agencies and so forth. And my absolute commitment and my absolute aim is that we provide the maximum amount of funding to frontline services, and a detailed job of work will be going on over the coming weeks in that regard. And I suppose my specific request to Mel and those involved with task forces is to come back and reassure me that where we're spending it on frontline services, we're getting the maximum output. But that's my commitment, very, very sure of what I need to do and have to do to make sure that the cuts that you'll see, that the frontline services that most of you are involved in providing, that those aren't in any way interfered with over the coming years. Because yes, we're facing a more difficult economic time. I won't go on much more, except at this stage, I suppose, to officially declare these leaflets launched, and to wish you very, Past Ramos, to wish you a lot of success with their distribution. And while their origin is here in the North Inner City, I have no doubt that we'd see them popping up all around the county. Gur Maga.
Well, thank you very much for your attendance. We have lots of sandwiches and drinks there. We'd be happy if you'd join us for a bit of time and just have a chat, and make sure that you have a look at the leaflets and take the leaflets if you need them. Okay, thank you very much.
Education and information.